writes at the beginning of Paragluf HaGazul, Kapasik Vitani Loshna Biyantiv Rishon, Loshna Biyantiv Sheni. The Mishnah doesn't qualify, and it implies that the psul of Lulav HaGazul, and likewise of Yavesh, applies straight across Yantiv. I will explain what that means in just a minute. So the Gemara says, Bishlema Yavesh, Hadar Be'inon Veleka, and here we have Machlokas Rashi and Tos that we discussed last time, and that should logically apply Kol Shiva, Ela Gazul, Bishlema Yantiv Rishon Dezuv Lachem, Mishalachem, El Yantiv Sheni Amaylo. So the psulim of lulav are broken into two categories. There are psule rishon, yontif rishon, that only apply to yontif rishon under the mitzvah of ulakachtem lachem. For example, if the lulav doesn't belong to you, so you're lacking in lachem, ownership of the lulav, that psul only applies in the first. So in theory, I can take my lulav after I shake my lulav on the first day, and I can give it as a gift to a katan, and that kinyan will be chal b'daraisa under the halacha d'asachar machna, that now the katan owns my lulav. He has no way of being machna the lulav back to me. This is a sugya later on in Daf Mem Aleph. But it doesn't matter, because for the rest of Yontif, there is no requirement of lachem. The same thing logically should apply to the pasuk ulakachtem. The Gemara derives from ulakachtem that you need a lekicha tama. If somebody takes a bite out of his esrig, it's a chaser. So that psul applies beyond to frishon ulakachtem lachem. But for the other days of Yontif, there's no psul of chaser. And that's indeed the sheet of all the Rishonim. Rashi and Tosus here on the page Dibra Masel Be'inon, which some will see after the Shia. Tosus points out that the Psul of Chaser only applies on the first day and not the rest of the Yontif. It's a Psul Rishon. On the other hand, Tosus says that when the Torah requires Hadar, for example, Yavesh is a Psul of Hadar, because it says Priyetz Hadar by Esrig, and there's a Hekesh between Esrog and all the other minu, that psul hadar, according to Rashi and Tosus, will apply throughout Yontif. It's not just the psul of Yontif Rishon. Why is that? Because apparently hadar defines the min itself. It's a shem etzem, what we would call, if you remember that language. The Ramban disagrees. He says even psul hadar only relevant to Yontif Rishon. But Yavesh is a different psul, it's not a psul hadar, it's lacking in a heftish halulav, and therefore it's psul called Shiva. But in general, according to the Ramban, psul hadar are only psul on Yom Tov Rishon. But we'll get to the Ramban sheet another time, that's not for us now. Now, we said that the mitzvah of lulav applies on the first day of Yom Tov, because the Torah says, ulakatim lachem v'yom harishon, explicitly, it's only on the first day. Why are we discussing Bechlal, the mitzvah of lulav, on Yontif Sheni? Yontif Sheni means the other days of Yontif. And for that, we have to know a sugya later on Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara speaks about the mitzvah of Usmachtem Lachem Lifnei Hashem Alkechem, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Alkechem Shivas Yom. These two psukim, by the way, lukatem lachem and usmachtem, are next to each other. They're contiguous, one after the other, in Parshas Emor. The first mitzvah of ulakachtem applies on the first day, but it applies everywhere. That means bein b'migdosh, bein b'gvulin. Anywhere on the face of the earth, and even beyond the earth, there's a mitzvah of ulakachtem lachem yom harishon. The second mitzvah, usmachtem, applies all the days of Yontif, but it's limited to the Mikdash. How do we fulfill the mitzvah of Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem? Lifnei Hashem always refers to the Beis HaMikdash. And the answer is through Netilas Dalad Minim. We take the four Minim, we take the Lulav, and we're Mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha. But that depends upon Migdash, Lifnei Hashem. After the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and established the Takana of Zecher LeMigdash, that we should take the lulav, Kol Shiva, even Begvulit, all over the world. However, in that pasuk, it doesn't say Lachem, it doesn't say Lekachtem, and therefore, the Psulei Rishon don't apply for the rest of the Yom Tov. Because Lekachtem excludes a chaser, and Lachem excludes a guzzle, a sha'ul, and therefore those psulim are limited to the first day, and they don't apply b'shar yibos hachak. What do you say?
Doesn't say hadar either.
Correct. That's the question about hadar. Why do we assume that hadar defines the min, and that's going to be the machlokes between the Ramban and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. What I want to discuss today is the status of Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. Again, let's not confuse it. When we talk about Psulei Rishon and Yontif Sheni, when the Gemara uses the term Yontif Sheni, it's referring to Shar Yimei Achak. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael from the second day and on, or from in Chutz Laretz from the third day and on. Then there's another term, and we shouldn't confuse the terms, Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. What should be the din of Psulei Rishon on Yontif Sheni Shel Golios? What would be your knee-jerk response? Can I take a chaser on Yontif Sheni Shel Golios? Or a guzzle, or a shoal? Anybody shooting from the hip without thinking too much?
It depends what the definition of Yontif Sheni.
Well, I'm saying let's go back to the original Yontif Sheni that emerged in the Gemara and Beitza because of a suffix, right? They didn't know they were Makadish Lechodesh Alpi. They waited for the Eidim, and the Eidim came, and then they sent out the message. There was no calendar at that point. The calendar came much, much later on at the time for Lash Sheni. So at that point in time, when it was Sfeika D'Yoma, they had to get the message out whether the previous month was a Chaser, and it only had 29 days, or it was a Malin at 30 days. So you had 2 days in the middle of let's say, Chodesh Tishrei or Chodesh Nisan, which were B'Sufik. That's called Sfeika D'Yoma. And the final word about whether the first day or the second day is the true Yontif didn't reach the Golios. It didn't reach, the Shluchim didn't get there on time. So they were in a situation in Chutz Laretz where they didn't know which day was Yontif. So they had to observe both days Yontif. That's called Sfeika D'Yoma. So once again, if I come back to my original question, what would be your intuitive response? Should the Psulei Rishon apply on the second day, which is Yontif Sheni Shel Golios? And the answer should be yes, for sure. Just like you have to eat matzah on the second night of Pesach in Chutz Laretz. I mean, where I come from, we eat one night. Well, I wouldn't mind eating a second night of matzah, but Marah is already much for me, you know. So Baruch Hashem, I'll be back in hometown for Sukkot this year, so I don't have to eat Marah a second night. But basically, the second day is a clone, is a spin-off of the first day. It's a mirror image of the first day. And if a Psulei Rishon should be knowing in Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, that would be our intuitive response. But let's open the Rambam. And I think on the Mar Makomas page, that should be number 3 on your page. Byron, you have a copy of the Mar Makomas? Maybe you could look over with... Okay. So the Rambam says the following. After he spends an entire perek formulating the Psulei Lulav, he says, "Kol elu shamanu shem psulim mitnei mumin shebiarnu, or mitnei gezel ugneva." So it's either like a chaser, which is called a balbum, or guzzle, which is a psul of lachem. He says, "Biyom tov rishon bilvat." These psulim are limited to yom tov rishon. To the midst of what? Good. Avol b'yontif sheni. Now I want to know what yontif sheni means in the Rambam. Avol b'yontif sheni im shar hayomim hakol kosher. What does that sound like to you? Im shar hayomim. And what is Yontif Sheni? It's not the Yontif Sheni that we're familiar with. It means Shar Hayomim.
It's just the second day.
It's mamish the second day, even in Chutz Laretz. The Rambam is talking Chutz Laretz. It's Yontif Sheni Shel Golios.
Isn't it weird that the Gemara uses Yontif Sheni? the Gemara was familiar with Yom Tov Sheni Shagalia.
Right.
So isn't it strange that the Gemara uses... Meaning, I know the Rishonim say it didn't mean it just meant Shar Yamim. It's just a strange word to use.
Right. But the Gemara is very careful when it means Yom Tov Sheni Shagalia. It spells it out. You know, it says Golias.
I'm just saying... Why would it refer to Shar Yamim as Yom Tov Sheni, given that Yom Tov Sheni is a loaded term?
Right. Yom Tov Sheni means Misheni V'Elech, from the second and on. Meaning, that's what it really means. But in the Rambam, it's almost impossible to maintain that. Because the Rambam has Yom Tov Sheni im Shari Hayomim. So let's try to understand this. If Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios is a Sveika Dioma, again, we have to see Bizman Hazeh. Now we have the calendar of Hillel Hasheni, so we don't need Eidus Al, we don't need Kiddush HaChodesh Al-Pi Re'iyah. We have Cheshbon. So you have to know exactly what to do with Sveika Diyoma. The Gemara says in Beitz Adav Dalid that when Hillel established the calendar, he sent a message to the Bnei Agola, Sholchu Misam, Hizaru B'minag Avoseichem B'yedchem, that you should be careful about the original minhag that was observed at the time of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, namely of Sveika Dioma, and continue with Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Even after the Cheshbon. In other words, we know exactly which day is Yom Tov. We have no Sufik anymore. But now we're going to observe Yom Tov Sheni because of the halacha of minhag Avoseichem B'yedchem. Good? But the Rambam is operating with the following premise that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios is a mitzvah of what? Again, if the Rambam says that all psulei rishon are ksherim b'Yom Tov Sheni, and he means Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, then what mitzvah is he operating with on Yom Tov Sheni? Usmachtem, not ulekachtem. Because once again, the psulim of Yom Tov Rishon that are unique to Yom Tov Rishon evolve or emanate from Ulekachtem. If the Rambam was operating with the mitzvah of Ulekachtem on Yom Tov Sheni, then they should be puzzled on Yom Tov Sheni. Why does the Rambam qualify all those disqualified lulavim, those psulim, on Yom Tov Sheni, unless he's operating with the mitzvah of Usmachtem? So it means, according to the Rambam, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at the time of the Churban, instituted a takana, Zecher LeMikdash, of the mitzvah of Usmachtem, so that takana begins with which day of Sukkot? With the second day of Sukkot. In other words, the second day of Sukkot, which is Yom Tov Sheni, see, there's something very odd going on over here. Before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, let's say we didn't have Zecher LeMikdash, would we have taken the lulav on the second day? Let's start again. Forget about psulei lulav. Let's just talk about the ikar mitzvah of maisa netilas lulav dalad midim. Would there be a mitzvah of maisa netilas lulav? Would you make a bracha on the second day, what I'm saying is, without the lulakachtem, let's leave out lulakachtem for a minute. Lulakachtem is only the Yom HaRishon. Now, we have a minhag Avoseichem B'yedchem, we have a Sveika Diyoma, whatever we have. I mean, it depends on which period in history you're talking. The original period was Kiddush HaPiri, it was Sveika Diyoma, and then afterwards it was only a minhag Avoseichem B'yedchem. But be that as it may, would I have taken the lulav on the second day, regardless of Sveika Diyoma, regardless of minhag Avoseichem B'yedchem, by virtue of the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai?
Yes.
Again, the Rambam is telling us that on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios is a mitzvah of what? Usmachtem. But how does the mitzvah of Usmachtem apply? It only applies by virtue... I mean, he's not talking in the Mikdash. He's talking outside the Mikdash. So it can only apply as a result of the takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai. But I don't understand. You're telling me that the takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai institutes a mitzvah of Usmachtem on the second day? because it says Shivas Yomim. So that includes the second day as well. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said the following, that in Gvulin, we had a mitzvah d'oraisa of taking the lulav ulakachtam on the first day. I'm going to institute, now that the bias is nechrav, that from the first day and on, we have to continue taking the lulav and gvulin, mishum zechel migdash, to remember what it was like when the migdash stood. So, does that takana apply to the second day of Yontif in Chutz Loretz, which is Yontif Sheni Shel Golios? The Rambam seems to assume it does. And therefore the Rambam says that I can take a chaser, or I can take a lulav that's not mine, and I can be yotzei on the second day of Yontif. Because the Rambam says, Yontif Sheni Im Shara Yomim, implying that he's talking about Yontif Sheni. So he must be postulating a mitzvah v'usmachtem on the second day. And he's saying, for v'usmachtem, I don't have all the requirements of the first day of Psulei Rishon. But isn't that very odd? Why would the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai of Zechel Migdash apply if I have another reason to take the lulav on the second day of Yontif? B'taris, which mitzvah? Ulekachtem. So this is very odd. So the Rav quoted his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that Rav Moshe says that according to the Rambam, there are two mitzvahs on Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. There are two different kiyumim that we fulfill with the Dalet Minim on Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. One is the mitzvah of Usmachtem, meaning the takana from Yochanan ben Zakkai of Zechel and Migdash, and in addition we have the mitzvah of Ulekachtem because of the halacha of Sveika Dioma, or the halacha of Minigav Osechem B'Yedchem. In other words, according to Rav Moshe, the kiyum of Usmachtem is not suspended because of Sveika Dioma. You could have said that we don't need Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's kiyum of Usmachtem on the second day. We have another reason, a more fundamental reason to take the lulav, namely, because of Ulekachtem. Rav Moshe assumes that, Enochinami, you may have to take the lulav on the second day in Chutz Loretz, midin sveika diyoma Ulekachtem, but that's not mafkia, the mitzvah of Usmachtem. And therefore the Rambam could tell you to make a bracha on the second day of Yontif and Chutz Loretz on a chaser. What mitzvah are you being makayim on a chaser on the second day of Yontif when you make a bracha shen ketzorim it's also tzivanu al netilas lulav? The mitzvah usmachtem, it's a chaser. You can't postulate a mitzvah of ulakachtem, it's possible, it's an esrik possible. A lulav hagazel. Forget about mitzvah baba veir. But I'm saying, how can you take it on the second day of Yontif, so it's not lochem? The answer is because of the mitzvah usmachtem. So you might have said that forget about the mitzvah usmachtem. Why would Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai insist on the mitzvah usmachtem, instituting the mitzvah usmachtem and zechel amigdash on the second day, when anyway we have sveika diyom? So Rav Moshe said the following, and we'll see if we can understand what he says. Rav Moshe said that if Sveika Diyoma would undermine the mitzvah of Usmachtem, the takon of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, then he says it means that we treat the mitzvah of Lulav on the second day exactly as the first day. Correct? Why? Again, in the original historical period. Because it's Sveika Diyoma, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's the first day or the second day. I might have to treat the second day as if it was the first day. Correct? So Rav Moshe said the following. If I have to treat the second day as if it were the first day, then when is the last of the 7 days?
The
which is called in our language? No, what's the 8th day is called what? Shmini Atzeres. Now, wait a minute. Do we take a lulav on Shmini Atzeres?
No.
I don't know. Maybe it's the Chumra of the week, but I never saw anyone taking a lulav on Shmini Atzeres. It's true that we sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres.
Yeah.
Right? Right. So this is a basic diyun. But Rav Moshe said the following. This is interesting, Rav Moshe Svara. He said that if Sveika Diyoma is the primary mode as far as the mitzvah of Dalet Minim on the second day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz, again, if we're operating midin Sveika Diyoma, which means that we have to consider the possibility that the second day of Yontif is the first day of Yontif, then we should certainly be taking the lulav on Shmini Atzeres. And through Minig Avos Lechem V'Yedchem, we should also be taking the lulav on Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, Rav Moshe came to the conclusion that the primary goal of the second day of Yontif, even though there is Sveika Diyom, and even though there's Minig Avos Lechem V'Yedchem, is to institute the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, basically, what in this battle, so to speak, in this fight between Ulekachtem and Usmachtem on the second day, Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, Ulekachtem Idin Sveika Diyom Minig Avosechem Biedchem, and Usmachtem Idin Takonis Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Zechel Migdash, Usmachtem, in that battle, although ultimately both will win, and there are two Mechaivim of Lulav on Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, the primary focus is on the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made that takana, he added 6 days, and only 6 days, to the law of Netilas Lulav. He did not extend the Zecha L'Migdash into the 7th day. As a result, we're not going to even apply Minig Avosechem B'Yedchem to the 8th day. Meaning, let's go back. In the case of Sukkah, the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, where we only have a Doraisa, we have no Zechel of Migdash. I mean, Sukkah, there's no element or dimension of Sukkah that's totally in Migdash. So all we have is Shivas Yom Teshvu. So there we're going to have to apply Sveika Diyoma, and we're going to extend the mitzvah of Yeshiva into the 8th day. So on Shmini Atzeres, we'll sit in the Sukkah. Okay, we can't make a bracha on the Sukkah, but we'll sit in the Sukkah. The reason you can't make a bracha is because of Kedusha Yom Shmini Atzeres, the Tati, the Sasrei, and so forth and so on. In pure theory, if not for the fact that Shmini Atzeres was regular with Ne'atzmo, we would make a bracha even on Sukkah on the 8th day. That's only as far as Sukkah is concerned. Excuse me. But as far as the mitzvah of Lulav is concerned, there was never a takana of Sveika Diyoma that would extend the mitzvah of Lulav to the 8th day. Because in the case of Lulav, the mitzvah of Lulav is only on the 1st day. Why do we take the Lulav all the other days? Because of Zecha L'Migdash, because of the mitzvah of Usmachtem. On the mitzvah of Usmachtem, there was never an institution of Sveika Diyoma, of Minig Avos Lechem V'Yedchem. The mitzvah of Usmachtem never extended into the 8th day. You follow? But says Rav Moshe, if the primary mode and the fundamental reason you would take the Lulav on Yontif Sheni Shel Golios is because of Sveika Diyoma, then Rav Moshe was perplexed, why shouldn't Sveika Diyoma extend into Shmini Atzeres for Lulav the same way it does as far as Sukkah is concerned? And the answer to this paradox, the reason why we make this split, and this is a Tzvei Dinim way before Brisk, meaning that on the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, we apply Sveika Diyoma as far as what? As far as Sukkah is concerned, that we Yisuvi Yasvinon, but we do not apply Sveika Diyoma as far as what? As far as Lulav is concerned, is because Lulav is a mitzvah of Usmachtem. If we were to say that Sveika Diyoma was the Machayev, the Iker Machayev of Lulav on the 2nd day, and if on the 2nd day in Chutz Laretz, because the Sveika Diyoma, we would have to apply what? Sveika Diyoma would mean that the 2nd day is really the 1st day. So then let's count. Let's count another 6 days after the 2nd day and take the Lulav on Shmini Atzeres. The reason we don't do that is because after the 1st day, what mitzvah really takes over? The mitzvah of Yochanan ben Zakkai of Zecha L'Migdash, of Usmachta. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, why does the Rambam... Rav Moshe, listen carefully. This is a beautiful word over here. Rav Moshe looked at this Rambam, and he didn't understand. He asked the following question. He said that if the Rambam holds that on Yontif Sheni Shal Goyis, the mitzvah is usmachtem, and therefore psulei rishon akasher b'sheni, meaning on Yontif Sheni Shal Goyis, then why did the Rambam, look at the Rambam, it's beautiful. Yeah, why did he say both? Why did he say avol b'yontif sheni im shar hayomim hakol kosher? If you medayik very carefully the language of the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam has two categories. He's got one category of yontif sheni, and then he's got another category of shar hayomim. What the Rambam should have said, that was Rav Moshe's point, he should have said avol miyontif sheni v'elach, from yontif sheni and on. If he's just trying to tell us that the mitzvah of usmachtem begins on Yontif Sheni, and therefore psulei rishon akashim Yontif Sheni, he should have said from Yontif Sheni and on. Why does he say Yontif Sheni is one category and Shar Yomim is another category? Says Rav Moshe, because there, in truth, what the Rambam wants to tell you is that Yontif Rishon is pure ulekachtem, Shar Yomim is pure usmachtem, and what's Yontif Sheni? It's a hybrid. There are two mitzvahs. Yontif Sheni, insofar as an extension of Yontif Rishon, meaning Sveki the Yoma, Minagavu Sechem, etc., requires Ulekachta. But Yontif Sheni, insofar as it's connected to Shar Ayomim, meaning it's included in the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zechlem, which you smach them, is Psulei Rishon, Aksherim. So therefore, Rav Moshe was very machmir. And the Rav used to tell us that when he was a child, his father would give him the Dalet Minim only after he shook the Dalet Minim on the second day. That's not the Minig Yisrael. The Minig, because of the Kiyum of Ulekachta. Again, Rav Moshe is saying the following. No, what I'm saying is the following. Again, according to Rav Moshe, there are two Kiyum. Yontif Sheni Shel Golias is dragged in two different directions, and both dimensions are generated with regard. It's a very schizophrenic kind of Kiddush Sayom, as far as Lulav is concerned. On the one hand, Yontif Sheni comes under the Halacha of Ulekachtem because of Sveik Adiyom, and Minig Avos Sechem B'Yed. On the other hand, Yontif Sheni comes under the mitzvah Usmachtem because of the 6 days that were instituted Mishum Zechel and Migdash by Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. So I have two mitzvahs on the second day of Yontif and Chutzlar. Okay? I have the mitzvah of Ulekachtem and I have the mitzvah of Usmachtem. So Rav Moshe, therefore, what did he do? He refused to be Machne, the Dalet Minim, to his children, who were Ketanim at that time, after the first Netila, on the first day. Why? Because then he couldn't reacquire the Dalet Minim for what? For the second day. Are you with me? In other words, Lachem is a requirement on the second day because of what? Of the Sveik of the Yoma that generates Ulekachtem. The Rambam says that Psuli Rishon Aksherim Yontif Sheni. That's from the dimension of Yontif Sheni im Shara Yomim. That Yontif Sheni is also like Shara Yomim, and that it was included in the Takon of Yochanan ben Zakkai to generate a Kiyum of Usmachta. So can I make a bracha on a chaser on the second day? Yes. Why? How do I make a bracha on the chaser on Yontif Sheni Shel Golias? Because I have the bits of what? Of Usmachta.
Meaning, you can't take the... If the Rambam is saying it's included in Usmachtem for purposes of Psulim, for Mumim, so you don't need Lachem.
So that's... So Rav Moshe is saying that's... The Rambam is only discussing the Ksherim, the Kashrus of the Psulim from the perspective of Yontif Sheni Im Sharayom. To the extent that Yontif Sheni is Im Sharayomim, then you can take a Chaser and you yield to the mitzvah of Usmachtem if you can make a bracha on it. That's what the Rambam wants to tell us. But why did the Rambam differentiate between Yontif Sheni and Sharayomim to tell you not to forget the mitzvah of Ulekachtem?
But the two things are associated with each other in some cases. Lekachtem tells me it has to be Lachem, it has to be yours.
Correct.
The Shar Yamim didn't tell me it doesn't have to be.
Correct.
So am I allowed to make a bracha on something that's not?
Yes, beitzad the mitzvah usmachtem. But if you take a lulav that's not yours on Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, you forfeit the mitzvah of ulekachta. Rav Moshe was unwilling to forfeit the kiyum usmachtem. Nochmal, again, you could only appreciate this chiddush of Reb Moshe if you feel for the diuk in the language of the Rambam. Reb Moshe was asking the following question. Reb Moshe was bothered. Why didn't the Rambam say, "Avol miyontiv sheni v'yelach"? Yeah, we can do a word search in the Rambam and see if he uses that language. Okay, but that's not my point. My point is that the Rambam clearly differentiates or singles out Yontif Sheni over here. He's saying Yontif Sheni, Imshar Yomim. Says Rav Moshe, what he wants to tell you is that Yontif Sheni, even though there is a mitzvah lakata because of Sveikid Yom. Right? But nevertheless, you can make a bracha on a chaser, you can make a bracha on a gozel. Why? Because of Imshar Kol Yomim. Because the takana of Yochanan and Zakkai applies even on the second day. Again, intuitively, I would have said the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made no takon on the second day. It was unnecessary. Why would it have been unnecessary for Rabbi Yochanan to stand up, make takon that you should take the Dalet Minim on the second day? Because I took it anyway. Why did I take it anyway? Because it's fake of the Yomul Lekachtem. But Rav Moshe was bothered by that. And he says the Rambam was bothered by that. If the logic is correct, that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai did not institute the mitzvah of Usmachtam on the second day, because the Iker Chiv is there anyway, because maybe it's the first day of Yontif, because I have a Suffolk, then we don't understand why that's not the same as Sukkah with regard to Shmini Atzeret. The answer is that Sveika Diyoma was not mafkia the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai insisted on making the takana even on the second day.
כל זה נחמד מאוד, אבל התקנה כן דורית את הכל, בסופו של דבר, והתקנה מתבססת על הסמכתם לפני השם לוקחים שבעת ימים. זאת אומרת שגם ביום הראשון יש לי הלכה של הסמכתם. נכון שאין לה שום משמעות ביום הראשון, אבל אם את רוצה להגיד...
אין משמעות לך החורבן, אתה מתכוון.
לפני החורבן,
לפני החורבן, ודאי.
אין משמעות
להוסמכתם. לא, אז אתה חייב להיכנס למקדש ולקיים את מצוות הוסמכתם. לא מספיק שאתה נוטל לולב בגבולת, אלא דווקא במקדש. אז יש לזה משמעות. אני לא יודע אם זה נוגע למה שאתה רוצה לומר.
בסופו של דבר, הוסמכתם היה שבעת ימים. אז אני חושב שגם כשרבן יוחנן תיקן, הוא תיקן שבעת ימים. זאת אומרת, כבר ביום הראשון יש לי את שתי הבחינות של ההלכה הזאת של גם לקחתם וגם סמכתם.
אחד רבון.
התקנה היא רבה.
אבל לא מצאנו...
אז אני אומר, להגיד שהיום השני של גלויות, שרבן יוחנן בסופו של דבר היה בארץ ישראל, והוא גם תיקן את זה לשם, הוא לא תיקן את זה אבל לשם. תיקן את זה למציאות שאין שניהם טובים, רק יום טוב אחד. וכבר ביום טוב הראשון הזה, יש את שתי הבחינות. עכשיו...
אני לא יודע, ייתכן שרבי יוחנן בן זכאי לא יתקן לגוליות? זכר למקדש זה לא מצווה קשורה לארץ.
בתקופה שרבן יוחנן בן זכאי, מה שהיה היום טוב שני שגרו, זה ספקא דיומא. ספקא דיומא, מתנהגים איתו כמו ספקא דיומא, זה הכל. זה יום טוב ראשון, זה לא יום טוב שני, זה יום טוב ראשון, אלטרנטיבי.
אז עוד פעם, אז מתי התקנה מתחילה?
מהיום טוב הראשון.
אוקיי, אבל יום טוב שני נכלל בכלל התקנה או לא? לא, זה נפקמיני.
יום טוב ראשון נכלל בכלל התקנה.
לא, אני אומר, אם הנפקמיני היא מאוד מאוד חשובה לנו. אם אני אומר שיום טוב שני של גלויות, תזיין בתשרי, גם הוא כלול בתקנה של רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, נמצא שהיום אני יכול בעשרה חוסר לברך אשר קיצורי מצוס וצבענו. אבל אם אתה אומר שרבי יוחנן בן זכאי לא תיקן ביום טוב שני, משום שבין כך ובין כך, יש לי חובה מצד המחייב של לקחתם, אז לפי זה, אם יש לי את חוג החסר, אז אני לא יכול לברך על את חוג החסר. אז לכן אני אומר שזה נפקא מינה גדולה. אני מסכים איתך איתמר, שלמעשה רבי יוחנן בן זכאי תיקן, את מה שהוא תיקן, גם ביום טוב שני של גלויות. ולכן אני מגיע למסקנה, והרמב"ם אני חושב הגיע למסקנה, שאפשר לברך על את רוג החסר, או את רוג השאול, ביום טוב שני של גלויות.
גם ביום טוב ראשון.
What?
No.
Okay, so that I don't know. If you're to make a takana on a mitzvah who lakakhtem, that I don't know.
Why not?
Exactly.
You have this usmachtem. Usmachtem applies on the first day also, no?
Yeah, but you know, but if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, I don't know if you had a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That I don't know. So that says Rav Moshe's point was he didn't understand if you were to go with what I thought was our intuitive logic, at least it was my intuition. I don't want to blame anyone for my intuition, but I would intuitively say that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai felt no need to add a takana to the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, because in any event I was taking the lulav mitzad Sveika D'Yoma. So then Rav Moshe was bothered, why shouldn't Sveika D'Yoma apply to the eighth day, meaning to Shmini Atzeret? Therefore Rav Moshe made a shift over here. He wanted to say that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai indeed insisted on his takana usmachtem even on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, which makes sense, usmachtem there, and therefore what he did was he set up a system whereby 6 days midrabanan mishum zechel migdash, we take the lulav all over the world to remember the migdash. No, so why don't we remember the Migdash on Shmini Atzeres? The answer is there's no need to remember the Migdash on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres has no shaychus to Zechel Migdash. So but if you would have...
It's the seventh day if you count from day two.
Right.
Shmini Atzeres is Sveika D'Yoma to Rosh Hashanah.
Right, but you could say that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't establish all the dinim of Sveikas with regard to Zechel Migdash. That I could hear. That Zechel Migdash didn't go as far as Sveika D'Yoma. But if it's a mitzvah of Lekachdim that really ticks it off, then it makes sense to make a package deal with Sukkah and... Okay, Rav Bosai. Okay. Let me just go on. What time do we end?
Usually an hour after we started.
And what time do we start?
About quarter to ten.
So give me 15 minutes, just 1 minute, and then just I want to show you why the Rav Zichrono Livracha rejected his father's pshat. And this, I think, may be what Nisana was saying before. The Rav was bothered. He said like this: according to you, Tati, the Rambam's language is not clear. Why? The Rambam should have said the following. Again, look at the Rambam's language and watch the way the Rav formulates the Rambam, or reformulates the Rambam. He says the following: Avol yontif sheni im shar hayomim im ein lo lulav kosher mivarech al apostle. Let's understand what bothered the Rav. The Rav said to his father, I don't understand. If the Rambam holds that really was Mikra Adin, what kind of lulav do I have to look for on Yom Tov Sheni, according to Rav Moshe? Lokachtem. Why didn't the Rambam indicate that? The Rambam expects me to figure out on my own Rav Moshe's chumrah that he wasn't makne the lulav until after the second day? The Rambam should have been much more explicit about that. The Rambam should have indicated that on Yom Tov Sheni, you should be looking for a lulav kosher. Because of the mitzvah of what? Of ulakachtem. Therefore, the Rav came to the conclusion that according to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah of ulakachtem on Yom Tov Sheni. And the question is why? But again, let's just, before we get to the why, I want you to hear stack what the Rav's objection was against his father. He said this to his father, and his father got up and walked out. He doesn't know if that means his father agreed with him or disagreed with him. I guess he never had the chutzpah to ask him. That's, you have to be a Soloveitchik to understand that. But anyway, so Rav Moshe got up and walked out. What was the Rav's problem? The Rav said, Rebbe, if you're right, that according to the Rambam, what kind of lulav should I be seeking out on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios? A lulav kosher. Kosher l'rishon, because the mitzvah will lekachtem. Meaning, if the takana of Hillel, of Hill Hasheni, of Izaru, b'minig avoseichem b'yedchem, applies to Yontif Sheni Shel Golis with regard to lulav, and in the same way that when they were Makadish al Piriya, they took the lulav on Yontif Sheni because of Sveika D'Yoma, so too we have to follow that minig and take the lulav on Yom Tov Sheni because of what? Of minig avosechem b'yedchem. Then the Rambam is ikar chosim and asefer. The Rambam should have pointed out to us that on Yom Tov Sheni I should be seeking a kosher lulav. That's not a choser and that's lachem. If the Rabbah wants to be mechadish the way Rav Moshe sees it, then Yom Tov Sheni has an additional kiyum to it, namely usmach them, and midin usmach them, I can make a bracha on the lulav, even though it's puzzle as far as the lulakatim is concerned. He claims that the Rambam should have said avol b'yom tov sheni im ein lo lulav kosher yochel levarach al puzzle. But the Rambam doesn't even indicate kiyuzeh that I should make the effort to look for a lulav kosher on Yom Tov Sheni. That was the Rav's cash. Obviously, therefore, the Rav wants to assume that on Yom Tov Sheni, according to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah v'lakachtem at all, and the entire halacha of Sveika D'Yoma and Minigav Sveika V'Yedchem is completely suspended with regard to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus. That's how he reads the Rambam. All that we're left with on Yom Tov Sheni is the mitzvah of usmachtem bilvad. The question is why? The question is why did the Rambam insist that the halacha of Yom Tov Rishon with regard to lulav does not apply to Yom Tov Sheni, and all we have is Yom Tov Sheni midin takonas Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai and the mitzvah of usmachtem? So in order to explain this, the Rav quoted a Rambam, which is, I think, source number 4 on your page, a sugya of Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara says, with regard to Erev Tavshilin, that if in Chutz Laretz you forgot to make an Erev, so what are we talking about? We're talking about a case where Yontif is on Thursday, Yontif Sheni is on Friday, and then you go into Shabbos. So you want to cook on Friday for Shabbos. So what you do is you make an Erev Tavshil. But when should you make the Erev Tavshil? On Wednesday. He forgot to make it on Wednesday. So the halacha is that you can make an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday. How do you do so with it tonight? You say the following. If today is Yontif, meaning Thursday, Yontif Rishon is really Yontif, then tomorrow is Chol, and there's no Easter in baking and cooking on Friday, which is Chol for Shabbos. If on the other hand, tomorrow is Yontif, and today is Chol, then I have the right to make an Erev Tavshilin today for tomorrow. So Mimonav Shach, I'm Yotze. That's the sugya of tonight. Clear? What does the Rambam do? So the Rambam, which you'll see in source number 5, the Rambam brings down in Perek Vav, Mehilchus Yontif, he brings down Mishaloi Niyat, this is Halacha Yud, you have Halacha Yudal, because that's Bizman Azeb, but when they were Makadish Al Piri Iya, and it was a genuine Sveik of the Yom, and the Rambam says, Mishaloi Niyat Erev Tavshilin. I'm sorry. So Halacha Yudal, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shecholu Lios Bechamishi, the Erev Shabbos, Osa Erev Tavshilin Yom Revi. Shochach v'lo iniach, miniach berishon, umasna. Ketzad, miniach erev tavshin v'yom chamishi v'yom im hayom yontif, umachar chol, umachar avashil v'yofel shabbos. V'yini tzorech klu. V'im hayom chol, if Thursday, the first day is chol, umachar yontif. So how can I cook on yontif for chol? Is be'erev zeh, you tell me lefos u'levashil umachar miyontif l'shabbos. Says the Rambam, halach yudal. Kol advarama elu, sha'amarnu, Hoyu bizman shoyu bezdin shal eretz Yisrael mekadshim al pi re'iyo. Vayu bnei agolios osim shnei yomim kidei listalek min asofek lefi shalo ayu yodim yom shekidshubo bnei eretz Yisrael aval ayom shebnei eretz Yisrael somchal cheshbim. Correct? That means after Hillel HaSheni established what? The calendar. So now we know exactly when Yontif is. Umakachin all of. Ein Yontif Sheni Listalik Min HaSofik. There's no Sofik anymore. Elaminik Bilvat. Now, if I would have stopped here, then fine, Ram is telling you that Bizman Hazeh, we no longer have Sveik Adiyoma, because we have the calendar of Hillel HaSheni. And Yontif Sheni is only a matter of minik. Good. But the Rambam goes on. Lefichach ani omer, says the Rambam, she'ein ma'arev odom u'masna bizman hazeh, that the whole concept of t'nai is completely vitiated in our time. Because our observance of Yom Tov Sheni is b'toras what? Is b'toras minig. And we no longer have the sveik of the Yoma. I left out part of the Rambam here only because there's a similar kind of halach of Tanai in Hafrash's Truma and Hafrash's Chala, and just simply for expediency, I left it out. But in Mirtz Hashem, you'll find the time to look at it. So the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, based on this Rambam, says that Beitzah and Olda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Beitzah says that if the chicken laid an egg on the first day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz, then you're allowed to eat it, and it's not Mukta on the second day of Yontif. Why? Because we monifshach. If the first day is Yontif and the second day is Chol, then for sure I can eat the egg. Hello, what? Maybe the first day is Chol and the second day is Yontif. Is the Chol is making the Yontif? So if the Beitzah was nolan on the first day, then there was Hachon on the first day, and therefore it's not Mukta. So Mimonavshach, it's not Mukta. So that's the old Tanai Allah. Says the Sefer Achinuch that according to the Rambam, Nol Devazah Asur Bezeh. Why? Because we no longer have Sveik Adiyom. Now it's a separate takana, which was instituted at the time of Hillel HaSheni, that even though we have no Sofek, we observe Yom Tov Sheni as what? B'toras Vadai. The Midig itself and the Takon itself establishes Yom Tov Sheni as a Vadai. If it's a Vadai Yom Tov, which is an awesome Chiddush of the Rambam that we're a little bit familiar with regard to a different holiday, which I mean Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaRicht of Rosh Hashanah, but the Rambam is applying it to all Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, that once the Sveik of the Yom was completely lifted, what we're left with is what? Is B'toras Vadai. If we're left with the Yontif B'toras Vadai, the awesome Chiddush being, that the Rabbanan through a Takana could establish a Kedushas HaYom HaYotav Sheni Shel Golios, that's why we have to be very careful about observing Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. Therefore, it's B'toras Vadai. It's a new Takana, new Kedushas HaYom. And basically, the Rav said the following. Listen to the lumbus of the Rav. The Rav wants to know, when the Takon of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias came into being, how did it work? He offers two possibilities. Either you could say that it was in one fell swoop, meaning there was no special Takana as far as Nisan Malach is concerned, as far as Mitzvah Sayom are concerned. It was a kit and caboodle, Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, as far as everything, or no. The takana was to go through the list one by one, each malacha and each iser that applies to Yontif and is especially Kedushas Yom, and every mitzvah and so forth and so on. The takana had to include every single one individual. And the Rav said that both are correct. Insofar as there was Kiddush al pi Re'iyah up until the time of Hillel HaSheni, what was the basis, what was the fundamental yisod of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias until the calendar was established? Sveik of the Yoma. If it's Sveik of the Yoma, then there's no need to make a special takana for this malach and for that malach, for this mitzvah, for that mitzvah. It's the entire package deal in one fell swoop. Basically, it means you duplicate Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. You consider Yom Tov Sheni as if it was Yom Tov Rishon. That's called Sveik of the Yoma. But says the Rav, when Hillel instituted his takana that we have to observe Yom Tov Sheni even though there's no suffix, and it's a new takana in which the Rabbanan are creating a Kedushas HaYom not to duplicate the first day. We know in fact that the first day is Yom Tov Doraisa. We have no doubts about that. We're going to institute Yom Tov Sheni as a minog. Then the Rav claims that every single dimension of Yontif has to be instituted. Again, I don't mean to say, please don't misunderstand me, that according to the Rav, when Hill got there, he had a checklist. You know, and he went down. That's not what I mean to say. I mean conceptually, theoretically, what he had to do was generate a takana as far as everything. Every dimension of Yontif. Did he leave out anything? I don't know if you've ever seen this, but he did leave out something. I once saw it. Nebuchadnezzar, a young boy, was killed on the first day of Yom Tov. They buried him on the second day of Yom Tov. Because the Gemara says that Yom Tov Sheni, Shel Golias Lekvura, is Kechol Shavu Rabbon. It has a din of Chol. In other words, as far as all the Surim involved in Kvura, and there are a number of Malachas involved in Kvura, they never implemented Kiddush Sayom on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. I asked Rabbi Weber, he said that amongst Chassidim, they still do it today in Chutz Laaretz. Yeah?
Rabbi Kirzner's mother was there.
Buried on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. I mean, that's Sekhdei Shvut. So the Rav would say the following, that what's the lumdus here? What's conceptually it means that the Yom Tov Sheni Kechol? It means as far as this area is concerned, there was no takana of Yom Tov Sheni. As far as the Kiddush Al Pi Ra'i is concerned, you can't say such a thing. It was Sveik of the Oma. It was Sveik of the Oma. You can't be Mekil. You know, it's not like Kvur is Deichem, he didn't Dechia. Ella, what, as far as the Takan of Hil HaSheni is concerned, within that context, there was no Takana as far as Kvur is concerned. Kvur is a mess. But getting back to that topic, so what would the Rambam say as far as Erev Tavshilin? Can I make an Erev Tavshilin on the first day of Yontif and use the Mimon of Shach, the Tanai, that if today is Chol and tomorrow is Kodesh, so the Erev is Chal today. If today is Kodesh and tomorrow is Chol, I don't need the Erev. I can't use that anymore. Because now, both days are Bitaris Vadai. One Midoraisa, and one because of the Takana of Hil HaSheni. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, if that be the case, the same has to apply with regard to Muktzah. Why am I matir the Beitzah of the Muktzah on the second day? Because I hold yesterday was Chol. Or alternatively, tomorrow is Chol. So Mimon HaShach on the second day, it's Mukhan. Either it's Mukhan from yesterday because yesterday was Chol, or I don't need to be making it because today is Chol. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, according to the Rambam, that doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? Because the whole din of Beitzah Shnol Dibazem Uteres Bezeh is predicated on Sveik of the Oma. If the 2 days of Yontiv instituted by Hillel, Sholchu Misam, Minagav Hizoru, Minagav Sech Minechem, is Bitaris Vadai, then both days are Vadai. So I can't possibly say that Beitzah Shnol Dibazem Uteres Bezeh. So I was very, very excited about this. Except for one problem. If you open up the Rambam, just 1 second, where is the Rambam? Is that on your sheet?
The one
about Yontif? Yeah, Perek Aleph is not on your sheet. Okay, I apologize for that. If you open up the Rambam to Perek Aleph, and I see I only have 2 minutes left, so I'll have to finish up, but the Rambam says, Perek Aleph Aloch Chavdal, Shnei Yomim Tovim Elu Shel Golios, Shtei Kiddushos Hein. The Einam Kiyom Echad. Lefichach, says the Rambam, Dover Shu Mukta Beyontif Rishon, O Shinolad Berishon, Im Hechen Osolusheni, I raise a Mutta, Ketzad, Beitza Shinol de Berishon, Teochel Besheni. Pamedvar Mubishne Yomim Tovim Shel Golis, I will Shne Yomim Tovish Rosh Hashanah, Kiddush Achasein, Ukiyom Echareim Chashuvin, Lechol Eiladvarim. It's therefore Beitza Shanol de Barishon Shal Rosh Hashanah Asur B'Sheni. The Sefer HaChinuch is logically correct, but he's wrong. Because the Rambam says explicitly that Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni Shal Golias are Shtei Kedushos, and therefore Nol de Bezem Uteres Bezem. It's only in Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says, that they establish the second day Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas. So whereas the Rambam later on in Perek Vav, Milchus Yontif, with regard to Erev Tavshilin, the Rambam suspends the Din of Tanai. And if you missed it, then you can't make it an Erev Al Tanai. Why? Because Bizman HaZeh, there's no Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. It's only Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. We know exactly which day Yontif is. And the second day of Yontif is Vadai, so I can no longer make the Tanai of Erev Tavshilin. Yet the Rambam and Perek Aleph Paskins and Beitzah Shnol D'Bazem, Uteres Bezem. So this really is a Muktzah Shia. Well, we're learning a little Muktzah, but Yom Yitzhak Shem, we'll take that up on a different occasion. All right, then. So we'll have to finish this year. When is the next time we could finish this year? As far as what? How do you close this thing?